is preventable, and one of the problems is people's fear. If you think you're developing eye problems, a lot of people will kind of avoid because of fear of what might be happening rather than get the eye test and intervene earlier. And half of sight loss is preventable. So the chances are, if you think you are having sight problems, it can be treated or it can be stopped from getting worse. So it really is in your best interest to get your eyes tested rather than be frightened that you're going to lose your eyesight.
So what sort of conditions, if I go in to have my eyes tested, what sort of conditions can be detected?
Oh, opticians these days can detect all sorts of things. I mean, they can detect glaucoma, which is when your drainage tubes become blocked, and that can damage your eye. They can detect conditions that are associated with diabetes. They can detect all sorts of things. Some of the opticians in Hertfordshire are worried about dry eye syndrome, of inflamed and itchy eyes, which can lead you to not being able to produce tears and your eyes become gritty. They can detect tears in the retina. They can detect areas where your retina might become detached. They can detect changes in the blood cells using cameras to photograph the back of your eye and all sorts of problems, even related to heart disease. So your basic eye test these days can detect quite a lot of stuff.
It's really interesting, actually, that you mentioned dry eye syndrome, because there's also a report, I think it's also to support National Eye Health Week, that they've said the number of people likely to experience dry eye syndrome at some point during their lives, they're putting a figure of around 24,000 in Stevenage, 29,000 in Welwyn Hatfield. Are the figures likely to be that high?
I haven't seen those figures. I know that the kind of national estimates for dry eye syndrome vary between about 10% and 30% of people at some point. So it's not uncommon. And it can happen for a number of reasons. And dry eye syndrome is sometimes a catch-all that gets a number of other things in with it as well. So it's difficult to put an exact figure on it. But most people in their lives will experience at some point an issue with their sight, whether it's just an eye infection or something a little longer term that needs glasses or adjustment, which is why it's a really good idea to go and get your eyes tested. And if you're eligible for a free eye test, get your eyes tested free. You know, there are so many things that can go wrong with your eyes, but there are so many things that can be done to actually treat and support them, and it really is in your interest. I've been in Hertfordshire now about 2 months, went to a local optician, had a fantastic service. You know, we've got some great opticians in Hertfordshire, and 25,000 adults in Hertfordshire have sight loss. 12,500 of them needn't have had it. That's the bottom line.
It's interesting, actually. I had my eyes tested quite recently, and I mentioned that I'd had these like little floating spots and bits and pieces around, and immediately they said, well, we can test you on this other machine, and it was pretty straightforward, and nothing was wrong, thank goodness. But yeah, and I mean, it's easy when you go in there, and I think that is the advice, isn't it? Don't be afraid, because things can be done.
Yes, I mean, my mother has diabetes, so they test her regularly because she developed cataracts, and then they now test me because diabetes runs in our family, and I get various tests done. But also because I had a head injury from being knocked down by a bus when I was 21, I have a slight floater in one of my eyes, and that they always are kind of testing that to make sure, for example, that it's not turning into a tear, it's not worsening, and it takes a minute. And, you know, it's the best to kind of have these things done so they can intervene early.
Is it more likely that things are going to be picked up at the optician than your GP, for example? Because obviously the optician's got the specialist equipment. And would a GP, maybe if you went in with concerns over your sight, then recommend that you go to see an optician, for example?
It depends. I mean, if you go in, the GP is always looking for a range of things. So if you go in with eye problems, the GP will look for everything from issues about blood pressure to infection to a variety of other things across your whole body where the eyes might be the symptom of something else going wrong. An optician will look specifically at eye health and its relation to the rest of the body. So opticians may pick things up because they see them more often. But it's also very common in Hertfordshire for GPs to refer people to opticians and opticians to refer people with eye infections to GPs. So there is that kind of interprofessional flow going on.